Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale. Dungeons & Junkies presents Escape from Wulfhunt, the first level up. Why, hello there, and welcome to a special edition of Dungeons & Junkies. Game Junkies presents Dungeons & Junkies. I am clearly not Matt or Alex, I am Chad, but I thought I'd give a little introduction to this episode, since it is my campaign, which I am now calling Escape from Wulfhunt. But in our first episode, our adventurers managed to die and be brought back in a brand new dimension. And after battling some kobolds, they have leveled up, and they are going to level 2. So let's see what new things and new powers they have to try and survive in Wulfhunt. So it is time to level up. Kind of a little bit of the de facto leader of this group, it kind of seems. He seems to have a voice above the rest, since he has a giant lion, basically a humanoid lion, and I killed him and I brought him to Wulfhunt. It's time to level up Zurin to level 2 for our campaign. So Alex, what do you have for level 2 Zurin?
Well, the Grandpa Lion only gets two things, and actually one addition that I missed. Obviously, being a barbarian, he gets reckless attack, and he also gets danger sense. As well as, I missed, he gets a bite attack, which is 1d6 plus his strength modifier. So you can literally do 10 points of damage with a bite.
Yeah, he is not a weak Grandpa Lion, if you will. He definitely deserves his kingly crown.
Also, I did take the liability, well, just the responsibility of rolling his HP already. I ended up rolling a natural 12, and his constitution modifier is plus 1. So he has 26 hit points.
That sounds about right. I'm glad to hear that our tank has finally graced himself with a tank status.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you did almost kill him in the first session.
Hey, man, you're the one who ran into an entire nest of kobolds. You're the psychopath.
To be fair, he would rather die a good death than running away, so he was going to help LB at the end of it, really. That wasn't going to be an option for him.
No, that's true. So you gained those two abilities, Reckless Attack. Do you want to go into what you would do, or what those actually grant you, since you're a pretty damn powerful character?
Yeah, so Reckless Attack is, starting at the second level, you throw aside all concern for defense to attack with fierce desperation. When you make the first attack on your turn, you can decide to attack recklessly. Doing so gives you advantage on melee weapon attacks using strength. During this turn, but attack rolls against you have advantage until your next turn.
Makes sense. Throw in caution to the wind, which, you know, makes sense. Rather die a good death than live a shallow life.
And danger sense, you have advantage on dexterity saving throws against effects that you can see, such as traps and spells, to gain this benefit, you can... That's a really weird writing. Or this benefit, you can't be blinded, defended, or incapacitated.
Huh.
Which would have helped in the first episode.
It would have helped a lot. That danger sense is basically your spider sense, but for lions, I guess.
And also you got I was meant to add is Biting Claw Attack, which the bite is 1d6 plus the strength modifier, and Claws is 1d4 plus the modifier.
Oh, yeah. Claws are definitely very, very dangerous. I've done my research on claws. I was playing as a turtle, so I understand the damage that a claw can do to another creature. Anything else you want to tell us about your wonderful Zura, who is going in Ulfam?
No, that's about it. He's just throwing caution into the wind and doing whatever comes next.
Oh, and episode 2 will definitely challenge everything that you have going. And I'm very glad to hear you've increased your HP to 26, because it will be needed. It will be needed.
I mean, I suppose the first thing that he will do when he wakes up is probably kill the werewolf. That is his first goal. Or rather, my first goal, really. To try and kill the werewolf.
The anger at Lucien. And once again, if you haven't listened to episode 1, which I entitled The Omashu City Shuffle, because it's a fun in-joke to me. But if you ever seen the movie Lucky Number 11, you'll understand, because I was making the Kansas City Shuffle. Don't worry, you'll figure it out. It's a great episode. You can meet the characters, and you can see why that these abilities would have really helped Zura in the first episode, as he got mauled by many, many kobolds. But let's move on to our next level up. So now it is time in our Ulfham realm to upgrade our other warlock, Nunvark, who, while didn't show off their spellcasting ability, did still kill a kobold by blasting a crossbow and just putting its brains on the, sidewalk, which was disgusting yet wonderful at the same time. But now it's time to see what level 2 Nunvark will bring to the campaign and Ulfham. So, Carrie, what have you gained by going to level 2?
Okay, assuming I've done everything right, because this is my first time with a warlock and I've already had to redo it once. For level 2, I have chosen... Oh, God. Just double-checking it quickly. Sorry, this is taking its sweet time. Okay, that's not helpful at all. I've got written down Spider Climb.
Very and nice. Shatter. And sorry, was the second one?
And the second one was Shatter. I just really, really can see Nunvark like Spider-Manning his way up a wall.
Give us a brief description. I do know what Spider Climb does. I'm not exactly as sure on Shatter, so I'm excited to hear about that one. But give our listeners what Spider Climb will grant you the ability to do.
Written here, until the spell ends, one willing creature you touch gains the ability to move up, down, and across vertical surfaces and upside down along ceilings while leaving its hands free.
Yep, that's a very twisted thing that you can do. And yeah, I can see Nunvark just climbing along just weird areas to do that. And then what does Shatter do?
Shatter? A sudden loud ringing noise, painfully intense, erupts from a point of your choice within range. Each creature in a 10-foot radius sphere centered on that point must make a constitution saving throw. A creature takes 3d8 thunder damage on a failed save, or half as much damage on a successful one.
Whoa! That's a level 1 spell?
From this?
No, I was just giving you crap, because that's insane. That's really good. Holy damn, that's going to mess some worlds up, man. Blow off some eardrums and take thunder damage to your brain.
And if it happens, Nunvark will never let anyone forget it, because he's just that in love with himself.
Very nice. Also at level 2, I do believe you get some invocations, if you chose those.
I've got Eldritch Invocation written down here.
Yeah, no, that's well.
That must be the one I chose. Look, I've got Hellish Rebuke. I wrote that in shorthand because I'm a genius and now I don't know what it means.
Hellish Rebuke is a hell of a spell. So yeah, that's probably something you would have gotten from that.
Yeah, that's
because,
what I've got written down.
Yeah, every time you get hit, you can smite back at someone.
Yeah, in that case, I have Hellish Rebuke.
Yeah, Hellish Rebuke is a hell of a spell. Alright, yeah, no, Hellish Rebuke. That will do some damn damage to anyone out there. So yeah, we also get to add some health to you. So how much health have you added there, Noonvark?
I've gone up to 17, so...
So, once again, not quite so spongy as before, but still not totally unspongy.
No.
Is there anything else you would like to add to your wonderful level 2 Noonvark that you would like the listeners to know about?
Let's see. All I can say is don't ever write your notes in shorthand. No, I think that's it then. Although I believe when I redid a lot of his sheet, he gained different weapons.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you can run over his weapons real quick if you'd like to.
We've got a dagger, because everybody needs a dagger.
Obviously.
And yes, and I also chose a trident because it makes the least amount of sense.
Noonvark and his trident. That sounds about right.
It feels like a smug weapon for a smug man.
I really can't argue with that logic. That is fantastic logic. All right. Well, on that note, though, we have to thank Carrie, who is running Noonvark, and we will continue on with some more levels up in Ulfham. All right. As we have been leveling up the rest of our adventures here for our adventure in Ulfham, it is now time to check out what Matt, a.k.a. LB, our Hill Dwarf Cleric, has got going on. So, Matt, what do you have at level 2?
At level 2, our wonderful DM, I gain an extra spell so for my cleric list. So I'm up to 5, plus Bless and Cure Wounds, which are always enabled. And I also gain three new abilities as well as getting an extra spell slot. So basically, I'm overpowered now, but I don't think I actually gain any more stamina at this point either, unfortunately. So I've just got to hope I don't get hit with a hammer quite hard, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the 5 spells that I have, because I've announced one of them on air. So the spells I have, obviously, always will be, obviously Cure Wounds and Bless.
Yep.
The other spells I have are Guiding Bolt, Create or Destroy Water.
Nice.
Command.
Oh, you did use that as well.
I thought I used Command, yeah. Didn't work, but... Detect Magic. I believe that's 4, isn't it?
That is 4, yep, so you got one more.
One more. Which one do I want? This is a good one still. Inflict Wounds.
There we go.
Inflict Wounds, which if I make a melee spell attack against a creature I can reach, on a hit, the target takes 3d10 necrotic damage.
The classic cleric Inflict Wounds spell. You're either healing or you're inflicting.
That is absolutely brutal. And of course, and I also have 3 cantrips as well, which I don't know if I told about before. I also have Light, Sacred Flame, and Thaumaturgy, and can cast them at will, obviously.
I did know you had Light, because that did get you guys into a bit of a scuffle in the bar.
I don't think I used it. I think it was used by somebody else. I think it might have been used by Caitlin, which is fantastic if it was. Right, okay, now, my other little bits and pieces are I get Channel Divinity. Okay, I can channel divine energy directly from my deity using the energy to fuel one of 2 magical effects, turn undead or preserve life. Both effects require me to use an action and present my holy symbol, which happens to be a small cross I have wrapped around my wrist, like a chain sort of thing. When I use it, I must choose which effect I create. I then must take a short or long rest, so I can use either of those, before I can then use the ability again. So, Turn Undead, when I use it, all the undead that can see or hear me within 30 feet must make a wisdom saving throw, DC check of 13. Creature fails the saving throw, it is turned for 1 minute or until it takes any damage. Turn creature must spend its turns trying to move as far away from me as it can. It can't willingly move to a space within 30 feet of me, and it also can't take reactions, so it can only dash. If it can move, it can use a dodge action, however. Preserve life, which may be more useful to me, I'll be honest. When I use preserve life, one or more creatures within 30 feet of me I can heal and distribute up to 10 hit points among them. The feature can restore a creature of no more than half its hit point maximum. At 3rd level, it goes to 15 points. 4th level, 20. 5th level, 25. And goes up by 5 each time. I don't have to use them all in one go. I can distribute them however I want to, sort of thing, as well.
Which also can just be nice to the whole party, or just one person?
If I need to make sure... Oh, technically speaking, I'd like to be able to turn the undead and then give it life, and then it's forced to live a cursed existence as a wandering zombie, which is kind of dark, really. But yeah, that's what I get at level 2. I don't get any extra anything extra in regards to my health or anything at this point. So that's pretty much that's LB. That's me sorted, pretty much.
You don't get a second hit die, at least just to raise that HP a little bit?
Do I?
Yeah, you should. You should get to roll one. I think clerics are, what, D8s?
One D8. Okay, where's my dice gone?
Yeah, you should get a second D8 for your health then.
It's been a while since I had to level myself up, to be fair. Okay, 1d8. So 5.
So that will add 5 HP. So what does that put you at?
That puts me at 16.
Ooh. So still spongy,
I've got 18. I've got an 18 armor class.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not too bad.
Well.
And my sanity level is still 14 somehow.
Well, LB, I think you are now prepared for what we have coming in episode 2 of our adventures in Ulfham. But we will have to see, because it's going to get dicey. But yes, let us see what the rest of our adventurers have for their level 2 stats. All right, well, it is time now to level up in Ulfham. As you know, our party might have died, but they have been brought back in a different dimension, known as Ulfham. And now it's time to see what Damien has for us as he reaches level 2. What do you have for us, Damien, a.k.a. Caitlin?
Well, Damien, my terrifying, terrifying boy. Level 2 sorcerers get more spell slots to start with, so we will begin there.
What terrifying things are you bringing to the creatures that they will be battling?
Well, so last time we saw, I have Toll the Dead. I have Eldritch Blast, of course.
Pew, pew, pew.
I decided to add, well, 2 unique ones to my arsenal. So I know 3 level 1 spells, but I only have 2 level 1 spell slots, so it's pick and choose, obviously. So I decided to go with Hex and Puppet.
Hex and Puppet. Ooh.
I will explain.
I was going to say, I have a mild inclination what those do, but this is going to, of course, make wonderful things happen for Mr. Evil Damien.
My chaotic boy, especially. So Hex... The description is, you place a curse on a creature you can see within range. Until the spell ends, you deal an extra d6 necrotic damage whenever you hit it. Also, choose one ability when you cast the spell. The target has a disadvantage on that ability check made. So that word's good, I speak. They have a disadvantage on that ability check until the spell ends.
Wow.
And if they die before I finish casting it, I can curse someone else.
Oh, so you don't even have to keep concentrating on them. You can just pass it right along in case somebody dies.
Yeah, so it's my bonus. So I can't run. I could just go curse, 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 curse.
You're cursed, you're cursed, you're cursed, you're cursed.
Everybody's cursed.
Everybody gets a curse. Yeah.
You get a curse.
You're the Oprah of sorcerers.
And Puppet, I like Puppet. Puppet is very Damien. We learned last time he's quite intimidating.
Yeah, I was about to say, he was the one who was just smiting kobolds left and right. They didn't even have the gall to come at him. They just had to sit and watch him kill him at range. So I'm sure he's going to make the little creatures dance for him at this point.
Essentially, Papa is, I make a hand gesture of my choice. My gesture forces a humanoid I can see within range to make a constitution saving throw. If they fail, the target must move up to its speed in a direction I choose. Or I can cause them to drop whatever they're holding.
Oh.
So I can essentially go, be gone, thought.
Wow, you're just literally turning into Geppetto here. Puppet master yourself. Just make them dance, why don't you?
Like a bit Geppetto, yeah. But not as nice.
I was going to say, like the evil, what was the German? Who wrote the original fairy tale? Grimm. The Grimm family, Grimm. Geppetto. Smashing Pinocchio with Hammett.
I was going to say, you've read his backstory. You know he's not a good person.
He's the one who did kill Jiminy Cricket without question, just in one file. Just
stand on him.
Yep. All right, so we got your spells. What else are you adding to it? Because I know at second level, the sorcerer gains a few more things.
The warlocks get 2 invocations, which I'm quite excited for. So if you hadn't guessed by the raven on my shoulder last time, I am a warlock of... I've made a pact with the Raven Queen.
Dark and woman she is.
My lady. So one
dark,
of the invocations...
Dark lady.
I love her. One of her invocations allows me to... If I score a critical hit with an Eldritch Blast, I can pick an ally within 30 feet, and they can roll their hit die to regain HP.
Wow, that's very undamian like, but that's a very interesting. I like that.
Raven Queen giveth and the Raven Queen taketh away.
Raven Queen smiteth one person and giveth back to your friends.
Pretty much. It's more just to keep them alive.
Yeah, so you don't have to kill them yourself, you know?
I don't want to do someone else's flesh.
Exactly. You know, you only have to deal with so many bodies. You don't want to have to deal with, you know, those bodies as well.
Yeah, you know, what do you take me for? We also right, have the other one.
What's the second invocation? Because just like you did with your, first episode cantrips, with, oh, I have Elder's Blast. That's normal. Everyone expected that. And then you're like, no, I'm going to toll the dead someone and just watch them fall to their death with a gong in their face.
Gong dead.
Basically. So I'm sure the second invocation is not pretty.
Well, it's not... It's nothing fancy in terms, but the moment you start thinking about it from a DM perspective, you kind of go, oh no.
That's exactly what I was worried about.
It's called Beguiling Influence. It gives me proficiency with deception and persuasion.
Oh, good.
And you already know my charisma stat is through the roof.
So I'm just going to be basically handing you everything that you can ever ask for at all times. Fantastic.
If you give me a charisma roll, because skill-wise at the moment, like looking at my skills, I have +5 to deception, intimidation, and persuasion.
So that's a note for the DM right there. We're just not going to talk to Damien anymore in the background.
I mean, last time you tried to beat the absolute crap out of me.
Only answer, throw more angry loxodins. Okay, cool. Notes made. That is wonderful. Well, is there anything else that you would add before you would like to roll for
my
your
health's
HP?
Gone up.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did we get for your HP now?
I have gone up to 15.
Still, I was going to say, still a little spongy, but at least a little more give than it was before.
I'm a slightly firm sponge now.
Exactly. You're a sponge that sat out in the sun for like, you know, a half a day. So it's gotten that, you know, crusty exterior that can protect you for just a moment.
Just a moment before, you know, a plummet.
Just a moment. But I mean, really, with the way Damien is going right now, I don't think that really matters, because if they try and get close, they'll just send them away. Be like, nah.
Be gone.
No, puppet. Yeah, be gone, puppet. I have no time for you.
I'm very scared of what you're going to do to me.
Oh, Ulfam is an unforgiving place, so...
Considering how I ended last time, I am scared.
Episode 2, will be a very fun place. Welcome to the dungeon that you will all be graced with.
Everyone's in the dungeon, and then Damien's just in like a cage in the corner.
Oh, special place for Damien for being a real dick to the Loxodons.
Don't throw shit at me.
But with that, with the leveling up of Damien, we cannot wait until episode 2 of our adventures in Ulfam. If you haven't checked it out, please check out episode 1, the Omashu City Shuffle, where you get to meet all of our wonderful characters and you get to hear me pull the rug out from all of them. Because I gave them one campaign, and then I just was like, nah, that's not actually what we're doing. We're doing something totally different, because that's who I am.
And I almost levitated on you.
And almost got smashed between two giant rocks. And if you listen to the first episode, you'll understand how much gorier it would have been had Caitlin levitated. It would have been rough.
It would have been...
But thank you, Caitlin, for your level up and for playing as Damien. And so this will wrap up the level up episode. So make sure you tune in to episode 2 of our campaign in Ulfam. This podcast was brought to you by me, Chad, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media and Mad Attack Productions.